Thank you, Chair. I also join the previous speaker in expressing my disappointment that you could not make it in person. But nevertheless, I do hope that we'll have a constructive dialogue. I'm going to deal with clusters related to now on, but start with general principles. On non-discrimination, your constitution, I understand, prohibits discrimination based on race, place of origin, birth, out of wedlock, political opinions, or affiliations, color, sex, and creed. However, reports indicate that children are discriminated in terms of equal and full access to basic protection, education, health services, and others. I'm also concerned that there are no laws that prohibit discrimination against a person based on sexual orientation or gender identity in matters regarding essential goods and services and access to government services such as healthcare. However, from the different reports that I had a chance to access, you have strict laws against burglary and indecency laws that discriminate against the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Can you help me better understand the exact situation of your current non-discrimination plans and policies? What measures are being considered to eliminate or amend your laws that discriminate against children in disadvantaged situations, including children with disabilities, girls, migrant children, and lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex children? Do you have any plans that will target transformation of social norms and behaviors that perpetuate discrimination against children, in particular against children with different sexual orientation? On best interest of the child, can you provide information on the procedures and criteria used by service providers and people in authority for determining the best interest of the child in every area as a primary consideration? What about the application of the best interest of the child in the impact assessments of all laws and policies relevant to children on the realization of the rights of the child? Now, on the right to life, survival, and development, I'm concerned at the high prevalence of homicide among children related to youth gang violence, which was also raised by the previous speaker. Can you provide information on measures being taken or adopted to prevent such incidents, particularly in relation to firearms control? On respect for the views of the child, I'd also like to follow up on our previous recommendations to provide information on laws and policies that promote and mainstream children's rights to be heard in all matters that affect them. Now, on violence against children, abuse, neglect, sexual abuse, and exploitation. I understand from the reports that child abuse is illegal in the country and that the government supposedly enforces the law effectively. However, I'm concerned that there is a significant rise in cases such as neglect, physical abuse, and sexual molestation over the years. I also note that there is no effective national strategy in place. Please kindly provide information on what the current situation is like and what measures are being considered to strengthen the application of your plans and policies to curb the rise in cases. I understand that the Special Victims Unit investigated allegations of physical and sexual abuse, domestic violence, juvenile abuse, and crimes against children, and that the Ministry of Social Services and the Ministry of Education regularly collaborated on programs to curb child abuse. Can you elaborate on how these practices have helped to improve the situation? I am happy to note that the adoption of the Domestic Violence Act, the launch of the Domestic Violence Complaints and Response Protocol in 2018, and the National 19-Day Campaign aimed at the creation of a national plan of action. Can you provide information on whether these measures have generated any positive impact? Can you also share the current status of the national plan, which was planned to be created? Please also share information about accessible, confidential, and child-friendly mechanisms for children to report violence, including sexual abuse, and what about mandatory reporting and investigations of all forms of violence against children? Can you also provide insights on the situation of LGBTI children and the type of protection and support to those who experienced bullying, stigma, discrimination or harassment, violence and family rejection in relation to their gender? I would also like to receive information on the existence of any plans to establish child-friendly national helpline with the required human, financial and technical resources for its effective functioning, as well as promoting its use by children. On corporal punishment, I understand that corporal punishment is lawful in the home and prohibition is still to be achieved in the home, alternative care settings, daycare, schools, penal institutions, and as a sentence for crime. I also understand that the Child Justice Act of 2013 abolished corporal punishment as a judicial sentence for children, and that under Section 49 of the Education Act, corporal punishment may be administered where no other punishment is considered suitable or effective. Now, these are definitely quite concerning. I want to underline the General Comment Number 8 of 2006 on corporal punishment of the CRC Committee, and I'd like to hear on any plans to explicitly prohibit corporal punishment in law and practice in all settings to promote positive, non-violent, and participatory forms of child rearing and discipline, and measures to target attitudinal and behavioral changes in society. Now, on harmful practices, from the different reports I had a chance to review, I see that legal minimum age for marriage is 18 for both men and women, but exceptions allow for marriage as early as 15 years of age. I also see that the age of consent to sexual activity is 16. This, I believe, does present a legal anomaly, as the absence of sexual activity in marriage may be used as grounds for annulments. I may be mistaken, but I would like to know what the ground reality is like. I would also like to know of any plans to withdraw any exceptions to the established legal age of marriage. I also do not see any publicly available government data on child early and forced marriage and unions. I may be mistaken, but I would like to be educated on this. Can you also share information on measures being taken, such as awareness and social transformation programs, to eliminate harmful practices in general and child marriage in particular? Now, I did have a segment on gang violence, but since this was touched by the previous speaker and myself earlier, I will avoid that and go into children with disabilities. While I welcome the establishment of the Disabilities Service Unit in 2023, and the Spectrum Services Autism Center in St. Kitts, I'm deeply concerned that there is no specific law or a national policy on disability. And measures for early and adequate identification of children with disabilities are largely inadequate. Services for screening, human resource capacity, specialized transportation for children are either limited or non-existent. Can you provide information on measures being implemented or plans or programs that will address the different concerns I have raised? Can you also update the current status of the St. Kitts and Nevis Disability Bill and the plan to update the special needs policy to a disability policy? I also want to raise the crucial issue of accessible and inclusive social protection services and benefits for children with disabilities. And finally, what about awareness raising campaigns aimed at government officials, public and families to combat the stigmatization of and prejudice against disability? Thank you very much.